Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Don't you go spoiling your appetite, Ralph.
23 years of marriage and I still can't sneak anything past you.
Don't you forget it. I'll be doing dinner shortly. Those pork chops and some of those potatoes you harvested.
Yum. In that case, I'll just satisfy myself with a beer. I'm going to finish pruning those hedges out back. I know, I should have done it before now.
Why don't you take Mark out to help you?
Mark!
Oh, leave it, Barbara. He's probably got that music of his turned up so loud the rest of the world might as well be dead.
I don't like the amount of time he's been spending in his room lately. He barely comes out, and when he does, he's sullen and sulky. I'm worried about him.
He's a teenager, Barb. They get like that.
Not our Mark. He's never been like that. And you know it.
I guess I do.
He keeps saying there's a leak in his ceiling. But I've checked and checked and I can't see anything.
A leak? Barb, we haven't had any rain in over a week and there's no pipes running over his room. Maybe you're right and something is bothering him. I'll try to talk to that boy tonight. Have a heart to heart.
Thank you, Ralph. Wait, I'm going to talk to that boy. Mark, you shouldn't listen to your music so loudly. You damaged your ears. Mark, turn around. What's all of this? Mark, what are these drawings? What are you doing in here, Mark?
Mark, it's good to see you out of your room, son. My God! Where did all that blood come from? Are you hurt? Barb, get out here! Mark's hurt! Barb! Ah! What are you doing? Mark, stop! Oh! Stop! No!
Haunted, the audio drama. Episode 1. The Signal. Part 1 of 6. Written by Jamie Evans.
I've read all your books, every article that you've ever wrote.
Generally speaking, when somebody closes a door in your face, it's because they want you to go away.
I have come a long way to see you, Mr. Hunter. Like I said, I am a huge fan.
I don't have fans. Rock stars have fans. Film stars have fans. Washed-up authors specialising in paranormal investigations don't have fans. We have crazy people. Oh, that's warm.
It's 10 in the morning.
That time. Guess I'm starting late today.
I really am a fan, Mr. Hunter. I've driven 4 hours to come and see you.
It's very kind of you to do so, and, honestly, more than a little creepy. As you can see, however, I'm sort of in the middle of something here.
And if I didn't find shelter for the night, I'd have to make one out of the cameraman's skin.
What exactly?
Wallowing. Can't you see this is first-class wallowing? Look, what can I do to make you go away? Would you like a book signed or something?
Well, first of all, yes please, that would be amazing. And secondly, I've come here to ask for your help.
My help?
With a case. Something very strange is going on. Something that nobody can explain, and I need your expertise.
I don't do that anymore. I'm done chasing things that don't exist.
How can you say that?
You said you were a fan.
I am.
So you've read all my books and all my articles?
Every single one.
Then you will know that I have never, not once, in an entire decade of investigation, managed to find any proof of the supernatural. At some point, I decided to stop looking.
You want it all, don't you?
I deserve it all. Your jealousy isn't tax-free.
But you never stop believing.
I did. Now. I did.
And this is what you do now? Waste away on a sofa, eating pizzas and necking beers and getting fat? Instead of continuing your wonderful work? Instead of investigating?
It's as good a plan as any.
Well, I guess it's true what they say.
What?
Never meet your heroes. Do you know what made me a fan of yours? Do you? It's not easy, being into this sort of thing. Wanting to know the truth. People think you're either a weirdo or you're stupid. And not to mention, the entire field of paranormal research is filled with frauds and con men. But you... You always told the truth, even when it didn't support the answers you wanted. And what's more, you helped people. Like, when you investigated the haunting of Bletchley Manor, you didn't seek fame and fortune like the other pair who were there. You cared about the family. You saw their suffering and that they were going through in their terror, and you wanted to find a way to stop it. I admired you. I wanted so badly to be like you.
I'm grateful for what you've said. Truly, I am. But it's good for you to see me like this. Maybe it will save you from following the same path I did.
But you were so...
You read the books. You saw the lectures and the magazine articles and the documentaries. And you saw some sort of fantastic life. Filled with adventure, no doubt. Let me tell you what it really is. It's an entire decade wasted. My entire 20s thrown down the drain. Wasted on a career that has yielded me nothing. And now acts as an effective barrier to further employment. Ghost Hunter doesn't read well on a CV when you're applying to Sainsbury's or Asda. I wasted an entire decade of my life. And now I live in this shitty flat, drinking cheap booze and eating crappy takeaways. They can't even get the orders right. I mean, look at this. Pineapple. They put pineapple on it. Who puts pineapple on a pizza? You do realise it's very unorthodox to just turn up at somebody's house, right? How do you know where I live?
I'm pretty good with computers.
You know, the sensible thing for me to do would be to call the police. Tell me now why I shouldn't do that.
Because I'm desperate. And because people are dying, Mr. Hunter.
Oh, damn it. You may as well call me James. And your name?
Oh, I'm Abigail. Abigail Corbin.
Okay, Abigail Corbin. You've got 5 minutes. Tell me what's going on. I must have been crazy. Crazy or something. I was out of this life. I turned my back on it. That was a firm decision. A closing of the book, if you will. And what had it taken to drag me back in? A pretty girl blowing smoke up my ass about how she was my biggest fan. Abigail talked nearly the entire journey. More than once I had to remind her to keep her attention focused on the road. The entire way there, she pushed her luck with the speed limit, always seeming to be doing a mile or two over whatever the limit was. A born rule breaker, or perhaps just a pretender. As I allowed her verbal tidal wave to wash over me, I assessed the situation I found myself in. It was clear to me that Abigail was an intelligent and highly curious young woman. Proving her claims of having read my books, she was able to quote entire passages, some from books nearly a decade old. Call it gut instinct, but whatever was going on, I didn't believe she was lying to me. Abigail truly believed in the supernatural nature of whatever terrible problem was afflicting the people of Greenvale.
We're here. Welcome to Greenvale. One large lake, 4 semi-decent schools, 1 pagan circle, 1 Burger King, and the source of all boredom in the country.
You aren't a fan? It looks quaint.
I'm 25 years old. I'm allergic to quaint.
You'd rather have the excitement of the big city.
Definitely. We used to live closer to London, until Mum moved us out here.
Why?
Oh, you know, just your typical story. Dad was banging his secretary, Mum wanted an excuse to move away. She found a pretty good job opportunity out here and we moved pretty quickly. She earns a decent wage and can work from home, so suitable for her.
What does she do?
See for yourself. We're here.
Abigail swung the car off of a main road and down a wide dirt track. Past a small thicket of trees, the road opened up to reveal a house and, more interestingly, a good-sized though incredibly run-down church. The wooden slats that formed the tower seemed to be rotting, and thick veins of ivy snaked across the surface. The windows, where once would have sat stained glass, were now boarded up. Your mum works in a church?
That's right. She runs it. She's a vicar. The church has been out of use for decades. Most of the townspeople prefer the more modern St. Mary's in town. However, the council wanted to restore this one as a landmark, and so Mum was hired as the vicar with the intention that she will oversee the restoration.
Very interesting.
Are you religious?
Once.
What do you mean, once?
I was religious. Now I'm not.
Just like that? You're not?
It wasn't just like that. It took years of repeated disappointment and built-up resentment to get me to be the cynic you see before you.
You're very dramatic, aren't you? Don't worry. I like it. Come with me. It's a bit dusty in here.
This is old even for a church, isn't it?
How can you tell?
Timber, not stone. This type of architecture, they were called palisade churches. There aren't many of them left standing. I believe the only other one is Greenstead Church in Essex.
It's been out of use for decades. The town council wants it fully restored and operational again, and they've hired my mum to oversee it. That caused some problems in itself. Down here, in the basement.
Problems?
well into the 21st century, and some people still have a problem with female reverence, if you can believe it. Here we are. Welcome to my underground lair.
The basement of the church was one large rectangular room. A cheap iron frame bed had been assembled and rested against one wall, next to a bookshelf holding various books on the supernatural, my own works taking pride of place in the centre of the shelf, their spines cracked and creased from repeated readings. Over on the far wall was a desk with a computer, newspaper cutouts and photocopies from textbooks. I couldn't quite decide if it had a cosy charm about it, or if it was somewhat sad. You sleep out here?
Occasionally, if I'm working late. I do have a proper bedroom in the house, silly. Mum doesn't exile me to the garden or anything. She wasn't going to use the basement for much, so I asked her if I could use it. Well, begged, really, until she finally gave in.
And what do you use the basement for?
Research! As you can see, I've got all these books and more newspaper clippings and web page printouts than I know what to do with. This is also where I host my podcast.
Podcast?
Yeah, you know, like on iTunes or Spotify. Audio programs where people talk about different topics.
Like the radio?
Yeah, like that, but not lame. And with more selection. Seriously, there are podcasts out there for everything. Baking? Podcast for it. 18th century opera? Podcast for it. Episode by episode breakdowns of the Antiques Roadshow. Podcast for it.
So what is your podcast about?
It's called The Haunted Podcast, and I discuss various unexplained stories from around the world. I use your research a lot and talk about all of your investigations.
I can't imagine there's many who'd want to hear that.
You'd be surprised how many people are actually into the supernatural. I get a lot of calls in as well, people who claim to be experiencing their own phenomenon.
And you offer them advice?
If I can. Obviously, I'm not trained like you are. Man, it feels so weird to actually have you here.
It feels weird to be here.
I mean, you're James Hunter.
Yes, I was aware of that.
I've been reading about you since I was a teenager, and now you're standing here ready to do an investigation with me! It's taken me a while, but I've assembled all the equipment I think we'll need. I've got a spirit box, 2K meters, thermometers, infrared cameras, divination mods, and even some of those little crystal pendulums you can swing. I was going to buy a scrying mirror, but the one I found on Etsy sold before I could...
Abigail, calm down. Listen, before I decide I've wasted good takeout and whiskey time, why don't you tell me more about what's been going on?
Oh, of course! Here, have a seat. Here, look at this picture.
Okay. It's a young man.
His name is Mark Rawlingson. He's an average, everyday guy around my age with a decent job, a girlfriend and a good social life. His hobbies included gaming and music. He had a little band that used to play down at the Jack and Jill doing covers mostly. He was pretty good, actually.
Until?
2 days ago, Mark murdered both of his parents and himself, completely out of the blue.
There were no warning signs.
By all accounts, Mark was fairly happy. I knew him. Well, a little. Not enough to count myself as a friend, but enough to say hi in the street. He never seemed the type.
They never do. Could it be that this is just a very unfortunate event? As you say, he killed himself, so it's over.
Not quite. Come here. The police believe Mark committed the murders in the morning, but they don't think he committed suicide until several hours later. In between those two times, he uploaded this video to his Facebook page.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The boy was in his mid-20s, a thick, shaggy mop of hair in desperate need of a trim. He had stubble around his chin and dark circles under his eyes, the way his eyes stared at the camera, devoid of anything. It was as though he were dead before he pressed record. Now he leaned forward, eyes boring into the lens of the webcam he'd recorded on, and he said,
"Don't listen to the radio. Whatever you do, don't listen."
That's the end of the video.
Who is Melissa?
His girlfriend. Hold on. Here, on his friends list. This is her, Melissa Black. I think they were together on and off for 2 or 3 years. These other two friends here, Jay Harold and Paul Mason, all three were with Mark about a week ago and they went out drinking.
So you want to talk to these people?
I'd love to, but they're all missing.
Missing?
Gone. No activity on their social media pages, no reports of them being spotted in town. I think they might be in danger too. This isn't the first either. I've looked and in the last 3 months, there's actually been 2 other cases of seemingly normal people suddenly turning psychotic, murdering their loved ones and then killing themselves.
How did you get most of this information? You have a source. On the inside, don't you?
I have a friend in the police. Obviously, I'm not supposed to know most of this, but he thought I might be able to help.
You've obviously thought about this and taken some good advice from my books, I might add.
Wouldn't be the same without you.
I'm trying to say that I'm impressed. Oh, please. My tinnitus is back.
You're right. It does seem a little crass in the moment, given that these 3 people's lives may be in danger.
Exactly. Can you take me to the scene?
Sure, let's go. My friend says they're keeping the house sealed at the moment as they may want to come back, but he isn't hopeful that they'll find anything. Fingerprints and DNA all indicate beyond reasonable doubt that Mark committed the crimes.
The mystery is why.
Exactly. We can take a look for things they wouldn't necessarily be looking for. Maybe traces of ectoplasm or mysterious scorch marks. Maybe we can try the spirit box. I brought it with me.
Let's use our primary tools first.
Primary tools?
Our eyes and ears.
Keep a lookout. I'll get that open.
What are you going to do? Pick it with a hairpin?
Exactly.
When did you learn to do that?
It's not easy being a teen whose parents are chronically unhappy. I fell in with a bad crowd for a while. You know, before all this.
Abigail Corbin, rebel.
Is that a flask?
So it would seem. that'll do.
More whiskey?
I wish. No, I'd run out of that when you got there this morning. This is that cheap corner stuff garbage they try and pass off as vodka. Tastes more like paint stripper, but it does the job. Calms the nerves.
You're nervous?
Not at all.
Really?
To be fair, I haven't done an investigation in 2 years.
Voila!
Nice to see your miscreant youth can still be put to good use.
Whoa. Can you feel that? That foreboding?
It's a psychological trick. You know something terrible happened here, so your mind's warning you that this is a place of danger.
Well, it's working. I'm getting no EMF readings above baseline. Oh my god, scratch that. I'm getting loads. Oh wow, this is off the charts. There must be serious supernatural activity all around us right now and...
Is your phone in your pocket?
It is. Damn.
Mobile phones are responsible for many erroneous EMF readings.
I did know that. Rookie mistake. Chalk it up to nerves at working with you.
What can I say? I'm a rock star in my field, apparently. The John Lennon of paranormal research.
Can you choose someone a bit more modern?
Like who?
I don't know. You don't really have any rock stars anymore.
Exactly.
Come on. Mark's room is upstairs. That's where all of the stuff is. Stinks in here. The mother was killed in here, the father out in the garden. They think Mark didn't die until roughly half a day later, which is when he killed himself. Also, in here.
I'm guessing the mother was killed right where there's that rather dark stain on the floor?
That's right. Mark apparently bit into her neck, right through the jugular vein. Can you imagine that? That's like a feral animal.
If we discount supernatural occurrences for now, he must have suffered a serious mental break. Tell me, Abigail, you've studied me for long enough. What's the first thing I like to do when I observe a scene?
Record your thoughts.
And the first tool in a ghost hunter's toolkit?
A good dictaphone. Right here. This is mine.
Well done. My name is James Hunter. I'm a paranormal detective. I was gone for a while, but now I'm back, thanks to the tenacious efforts of the rather tiring Abigail Corbin.
That's me!
Also on the recording. We are currently standing in the home of the Rawlinson family of Greenvale in the United Kingdom. The family are all deceased, the mother and father murdered by their only son who then committed suicide. All witness statements report that Mark Rawlinson, the son, was of sound mind and not capable of such barbaric acts. We are standing in his room right now. Abigail, what do you see?
Right, okay, first things first. This is, well, you know, after the police came and, you know...
Stop.
What? Why?
Stop umming and ahhing. You're making yourself sound stupid. You're not stupid. I know that much about you already. Speak with confidence, as you would on your podcast.
Okay, here I go. The police have already been through the house and taken items like Mark's computer into evidence, along with several notebooks filled with scrawlings. The first thing that's notable upon entering the room is a large dark stain on the floor where blood was soaked into the floorboards themselves. Checking my EMF meter, I'm picking up no readings. Checking the corners of the room, I'm not seeing anything. Checking the wardrobe now... This seems clear. It's worth noting that Mr. Rawlinson was killed outside of the house itself, and Mark killed himself in the shed. A week prior, he had been on a night out with his friends. Since that night, nobody in town seems to have seen Mark Rawlinson anywhere. I'm sorry. I feel like I've wasted your time bringing you here. There's nothing else.
You're wrong. You've missed something. Look closer.
Where?
Down.
Down? What? I don't... Oh, there! Those marks by the feet of the bed. It looks like Mark dragged the bed aside at some point.
Exactly. Shall we take a peek?
Oh my God.
I'm guessing the police didn't see this.
I don't think so.
Note it. Abigail, note it.
Beneath the bed, someone, presumably Mark, has carved symbols into the wooden floors. It's mostly strange symbols I don't recognise. Lots of circles with various lines through them. There are two words I recognise, though, repeated from his Facebook video. I'm sorry. Oh, that's horrible. Why is this so horrible?
Because it's starting to read like an admission of guilt.
You think he knew what he was doing?
It's possible. Number one rule of paranormal investigation, Abigail. You must never go in presuming the supernatural. Your job is to remain impartial and clear-headed. You need to... Shh. What was that?
The front door.
Somebody's here.
They're coming up here.
Quick, into the wardrobe.
What could be going on?
Shh. Silence is imperative right now. Our lives might depend on it.
All right, come out of the wardrobe with your hands up. One wrong move and I'll shoot you.
Starring Jamie Evans as James Hunter and Isabella Barbieri as Abigail Corbin. With special guest Luke Hunter as Dan Cowell. Also featuring Kevin Stemp, Linda Clark, Elliot Bigden, Benton Hodges. Narration by David Anthony Green. Opening and closing themes by James Crowe. Haunted, the audio drama, is created by Jamie Evans, with all episodes produced and directed by Jamie Evans and Benton Hodges. Audio engineering by Benton Hodges, Charles Topping, and Jamie Evans. Haunted is a production of Impala Films and is recorded at Free Sprite Media Studios, with special thanks to Duncan Newham for equipment support. Thank you for listening to this audio presentation. Come back next week for the next terrifying chapter of Haunted, the audio drama.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.